All right, guys. We're here with Dr. Ted Sergi from the Connecticut Science Center for Exploration, right?
That's correct.
Matt?
One of the biggest questions we were wondering, what's going to make the Connecticut Science Center different from, like, the science museums in New York City?
Well, I mean, I think we're working very hard to make all of our exhibits be hands-on, interactive. We're going to send materials out to schools before school groups come to visit us, for people to do things before they do it. We'll have tasks for any school group to do when they come to visit us, and then some follow-up. We'll actually have some vans where the vans go out with exhibits to the northeast, the northwest corners of the state. So it's not going to be just about coming to Hartford. We'll have a large screen digital 3D theater. We'll have four classroom laboratories where people will be able to do forensic work with Dr. Henry Lee, explore the under the ocean with Dr. Bob Ballard, two of the great scientists here in Connecticut, plus a great view of the Connecticut River, gift shop, cafeteria, pepperoni pizza, plastic dinosaurs. So I think we're all set.
What kind of age groups are you going
to reach? Well, I think we want to attract more middle school age youngsters to really believe in science. And therefore, that's why we're very supportive of the First Lego League, as well as First Robotics. All the people here who are in First Robotics right now are naturals to come and visit us. But I do think you really need to stimulate greater interest there. But what do you expect?
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about the Future Capsule Project?
Well, we started the Future Capsule Project because many institutions bury a time capsule when they get built. And the thing we thought about time capsules is that they're always about the past rather than the future. So we've asked students throughout the state to tell us what they think will be on the floor of our Science Center in 2030, 25 years from now. And we've gotten great ideas, heavily about human health, about visiting planet Mars, about cars that will run on water. And so we're still encouraging people to send us their ideas, and hopefully we're posting them up on our website, and they'll be part of a permanent exhibit at the Science Center when we open. Ideally, in 2030, we'll look back and say, some of these people were pretty smart.
So you mentioned your website. That's ctcse.org, correct?
ctcse.org.
And you're still accepting future capsules?
Yes, we are. You can go right on. You can enter it right into our website. That's a great thing.
That's great.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
We're here with the man himself, Mr. Dean Kamen, founder of FIRST, president of DECA Research. What sparked the interest between the Connecticut Science Center for Exploration and FIRST?
Well, as I said, FIRST is really good. We're sort of like a sprinter. We're good for 6 or 7 or 8 weeks, bringing incredibly high energy to all these events. But the rest of the year, people don't know how to get involved, and we lose the opportunity to get broader public awareness. So it seemed to us, if we could partner up with a science center that's open every day, all year long, and literally hundreds of thousands of kids, potential sponsors, parents come through there, if we had a permanent exhibit and a permanent explanation of what FIRST is and how exciting it is in that science center throughout the year, it'll help assure that next year we go from 50 teams to 100 teams or 200 teams. We'd love to see Connecticut become one of the largest regionals in the country, and now that they have this spectacular center, they could easily run two fields, they could easily put twice as many teams here, and so in order to get that awareness, partnering with a science center seemed to us like the sprinter partnering with the marathoner, and we've got it all done.
So to what extent is FIRST involved in this project?
FIRST involved with the Science Center?
Yes.
A couple of things. One, I'm on their board, so I'm going to help steer some of their exhibits to be really interactive and competitive in a way that typical science centers don't do. Secondly, we're going to have an actual FIRST area inside that Science Center where we can celebrate and promote FIRST activities all year long. And third, we have a broad group of sponsors for FIRST that we'll help bring to support the Science Center. And we're going to hope that the broad group of local support that the Science Center has brought for their project will then come and help ours. So it ought to be a win-win.
Sounds great.
Excellent.
Well, one last thing. Would that affect the UTC Regional anyway, being it's going to be right across the street? Are we going to see any accommodations? Or
only that I hope it'll help make it a bigger and maybe the biggest regional in the country, because this facility can handle it, and hopefully they'll generate enough interest that we'll have teams from all over the state.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much,
Thanks,
Dean.
Sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All right. We also want to thank Mr. Michael Sperber for helping us set this up. Without him, we wouldn't have had the opportunity. We also want to thank
the UTC Planning Committee. They've done a great job accommodating us.
And Michelle Morales from the Connecticut Center for Science and Exploration. She really helped set up the whole thing, and again, without her.
Yeah, she helped us a lot. So we'd like to thank all of them. And this is First Cast, Matt Kress signing off.
And this is Jeff Rodriguez. I don't know about you, but I'm ridiculously excited.